Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Keith Christman, the president of the Decorative Hardwoods Association. Keith, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Kemp?
I'm good. I appreciate you coming on to talk about tariffs. It's a conversation that you're focused on and my listeners want some clarity on. And since you're well informed on this, I thought it'd be good to get you to help us talk about this. First, let's set the stage. On October the 6th, you sent out a press release that said that there are 9 CEOs of American manufacturers who are asking Trump to add their products, which is engineered hardwood and wood products, the areas that you focus on, to add them to Section 232 tariffs. I wanted to talk real quickly about this topic that started on April the 2nd when Trump went out on the lawn of the White House and announced these reciprocal tariffs. And they're under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. And the Supreme Court is actually going to meet on this very topic on November the 5th and make a decision about whether they're constitutionally acceptable. And Article 1 of our Constitution, based on the relationship with King George, says that the king or the president or whatever you want to call the leader of the country can't impose these. It has to be legislated. So there's a chance that IEEPA tariffs are going to be shot down by the Supreme Court at the end of this year. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. I think the these are commonly called the reciprocal tariffs. They are sort of country by country. And some of the countries we're concerned about, Vietnam, you know, is about 20%, Cambodia, 19%. And I think we agree with you that they rest on a much weaker statutory framework than the 232 tariff. The 232 tariffs, when that was under consideration for wood products, there were many wood products included that was being looked at, and they were exempted from the reciprocal tariffs, so the IEEPA tariffs at that time when this review was going on. So a lot of engineered wood flooring, hardwood plywood, and hardwood veneers were exempted from the reciprocal tariffs while Commerce Department was looking at the Section 232 national security tariffs.
So basically, when you say exempted, up to this point, many of these products have been exempted.
That's correct. The 232 tariffs, as Commerce Department was looking at those, they rest on a very strong legal structure, a national security structure that has been reviewed in the past and have been looked at for steel and for aluminum. And the Trump administration and Commerce Department looked at them for wood products. They concluded, came out last week with their ruling on wood products and put on tariffs on cabinets starting at 25%, going up to 50%, almost every country. Also, timber, lumber, put in tariffs on that, and also upholstered furniture. They did not include, at this time, engineered wood floors, hardwood plywood, or hardwood veneer. There is a process for adding additional things to 232 tariff list, and the Decorative Hardwoods Association has asked the president to add these products to the 232 tariffs because they're likely to last much longer and be enforced. They rest on a stronger legal structure. In the case that's been an example of cabinetry, the rates are higher and we think would result in more fair trade when we're facing surging levels, very high levels of imports of hardwood plywood, engineered wood floors, and hardwood veneer that is dumped and subsidized by countries in Asia.
So, I mean, let's set the landscape for a minute. These domestic companies that are asking for your help, it's one of the reasons that we have trade associations, to file this letter to represent collectively these companies. These companies have been seriously impacted because domestic producers of these hardwood products can't be competitive against these products coming in from these Asian countries, right?
That's right. There are huge advantages to overseas production with particularly wood that is provided by state-owned enterprises much below cost and provides huge subsidies to companies in Asia in particular. A lot of that wood coming from Russia. And here in the United States, we pay homeowners, pay small family farmers a fair value for their wood. So the U.S. producers have not been able to compete against that. That's resulting in huge mill closures around the country. Just 2 weeks ago, Roseburg Forest Products closed their last remaining hardwood plywood mill. They noted that 80% of the material is coming in from Asia. And we see a similar dynamic with engineered wood floors. The engineered wood floors is dominated by imports from Asia today. Even a major U.S. manufacturer, major American manufacturer, recently closed a plant after the reciprocal tariffs were announced.
Exactly. At this point, there's no indication on whether or not your letter to the White House is going to be listened to and whether or not they're going to add them to the list, right?
There's no feedback yet, but you know this process is going to take some time. There is a provision in the announcement for adding new products to it. We think the case is very strong and compelling for these products to be added to the 232 tariffs. I think the recent mill closures and announcements of mill closures are great examples. These mills are being decimated by dumped and subsidized imports from Asia. And this is having a huge impact on rural communities throughout the country that are being wiped out by dumped and subsidized imports from Asia.
One last little point I want to make before we end is that this October 14th date is interesting in that 232 was actually protecting imports of these products, and the White House has taken that protection away. So importers of Asian-produced engineered hardwood and laminate are going to be paying more effective October 14th. Is that your understanding?
That's right. They'll face at least the reciprocal tariff, so that provides some comfort. The reciprocal tariff for Vietnam, for example, is about 20%. Cambodia, I understand, is about 19%. So that's expected to help a little bit, but even after the reciprocal tariffs were announced, that major domestic manufacturer of engineered wood floors announced the closure of their plant.
Well, hopefully we cleared this up. It can be confusing because tariffs are thrown into a big bucket and there's actually several different subsets. I appreciate you talking with us about this. Again, I've been talking to Keith Christman, the president of Decorative Hardwoods Association, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLee.net.